Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Jesus tells him to launch out in the deep, and Simon says, Master, we worked hard all night. We haven't caught anything. You know, we're empty. But because you say so, underline that, circle it, start, because you say so. That is the third key to a miracle, trusting the Word of God, because you say so. Not because I think it's smart, not because it's popular. God, I'm going to do what you tell me to do because you say so.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with a brand new series called How God Turns Setbacks into Comebacks. We're so glad that you've joined us for this encouraging series. And if you have a friend in mind who needs these teachings, be sure to invite them with a text or phone call right now to listen along with you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a study resource that will show you how God can help you get back up and dust yourself off, even after a major setback in life. It's called the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience Book, and you can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. That's PastorRick.com. or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called When You've Had a Business Setback.
In verse 3, chapter 5 of Luke, Jesus got into one of the boats. That's the one that belongs to Simon. He asked him to pull a little bit out from shore. Sits down, teaches people from the boat. Now, here's the starting point. It's pretty simple. You got to get Jesus in your boat. That's the starting point if you want God's blessing on your career, on your job, on your business. If you want to move from emptiness to fullness, you got to get Jesus in the boat. Notice, what's the difference here? It's the same lake. It's the same boat. It's the same nets. It's the same fishermen. It's the same fish. The only thing that's different between nothing and overflowing abundance is Jesus is in the boat. Think that makes a difference? Oh, yeah. Jesus is in the boat. This is a game changer. You've got to get Jesus in your boat. You've got to give him access to your business. Now God is with them. They're not fishing by themselves anymore. Now they're not in the career by themselves anymore. They've got Jesus in their job. Their business has got the master in control here. Now let me apply this to the setback in your life, in your business. First, what's your boat? What's your boat? Well, your boat is how you make a living. It's how you make a living. It's your means of support. Simon was a fisherman, so his boat is obviously his business. He gives his job to Jesus. The boat represents your career, your vocation, your profession, your job. It represents how you make your livelihood. What's your boat? Well, maybe your salary or your commission or your royalties or whatever. What does it mean to have Jesus in your boat? Okay, listen closely. It means you dedicate your career, your business, your job, your work to God. Your job goes to God. Now, we're not talking about salvation here. You can have Jesus in your life, but not in your boat. You can have Jesus in your life, but not in your job. You've trusted him for salvation, and you come to church on weekends, and you praise the Lord, but then on Monday morning, you go back to work, and you leave Jesus at church, or you put him on the shelf at home. Jesus is certainly not using your boat, your job, as a platform for ministry and for mission. To give Jesus your boat, and get him in your boat, means you say, I dedicate my career to you for your use. Now, when Peter did this, when he gave his job to Jesus for God to use, he gets blessed with incredible results. Now, we normally think that God makes me really great and successful in business so that then I'll serve God with my success. Wrong. It's the exact opposite. God often uses my job or lack of it now and then so that then success can come. There is no comeback without a setback first. The setback is part of the plan. Are you listening? The setback is part of the plan. Peter has fished all night and caught nothing. And so how's he going to go from nothing to abundance? First, Peter lets Jesus use his job for a platform. Jesus gets to use his work, his job, his source of income to speak to other people. That's the order. It's not, God, you make me a success and then I'll serve you. It's the exact opposite. God, I'm failing in my job, in my career, in my business, but I'm going to give whatever I've got to you as a platform. Now you can bless it. Question, what do you want God to bless in your life? Whatever you want God to bless, you put him first in. You want God to bless your time? Give him the first part of every day in a quiet time. You want a God bless your week? You give him the first day of every week, you know, on a week of service. You want a God to bless your money? You give him the first part of your money. That's called a tithe. So you get Jesus in your work. And you say, I want you to use my business, Lord, as your platform to spread the good news. And then we let God take care and control of everything. You see, really, you say, I'm a marketplace missionary. What do you do? Well, you say, I'm a missionary disguised as a realtor. I'm a missionary disguised as a nanny. I'm a missionary disguised as an accountant. I'm a missionary disguised as a truck driver. I'm a missionary disguised as a nurse or CEO or teacher or house cleaner, whatever it is. First and foremost, I'm using my career as a platform for Jesus. Then he blesses me in return. Some of you are going through tough times right now. And you're trying to change everything. Let me tell you something. These guys who had fished all night and caught nothing, they didn't need to change their nets. They didn't need to change their boat. They didn't need to change their business partners. They didn't need to change their location. They didn't need to change their marriage. They just needed to get Jesus in charge of the boat. Get him in the boat and let him take charge and follow him. That's what was needed. Some of you are trying to change everything else. Maybe I need to move out of Orange County. I need to move to whatever. Well, maybe that's not necessarily wrong, but maybe you just need to get Jesus in charge of your job. You get him in the boat. Now, here's the second step. I admit that my efforts aren't working. If I want to move from setback to comeback, I admit that my efforts aren't working. Verse 4 and 5 of Luke chapter 5. When Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let down your nets. And Simon Peter answers, here's his confession, Master, we've worked hard all night, and we haven't caught anything. Do you realize how hard this was for Peter to say this? Peter is a pro. He's good at what he does. He's a professional fisherman. He's done it all his life. These guys are not amateurs. They're not novices. They're not weekend fishermen. They make a living at this. They know how to do this. But you know what? Sometimes, even when you're a pro, you fish all night, and you catch nothing. Even when you're experienced at your career, your job, you fish all night and you catch nothing. Now, it's humbling to say this. It's hard to say this. These guys make their living. Their identity is tied to their work. For Peter not catching fish, that's like LeBron James playing an entire game and never making a basket. It's unheard of. But friends, sometimes our best just isn't good enough. It's just not good enough. And sometimes our situations are out of control and you can't control the economy and you can't control the weather and you can't control a lot of things that will affect your job, your business, your life, your profits, and everything else. Other people, and you can't control other people. You can't control diseases. You can't control the aging process. Most of the major things in your life you can't control. So what do you need to do? Well, you need to do these first two things. To go from setback to comeback. You get Jesus in your boat and you admit that your way isn't working. We fished all night and caught nothing. Now, why don't we want to admit this? Why don't I want to admit it? Why don't we want to admit it? Well, there are really three reasons: pride, stubbornness, and fear. You know, fear keeps us from admitting, I fished all night and caught nothing. I'm afraid people think less of me. In fact, I'm afraid to get Jesus in my boat because he might steer it in a different direction I don't want to go. And if I put Jesus in my job, he might make me a fanatic. He might turn me into something that I'm scared to death I might become. I don't want to give Jesus my job. Well, regardless of whether it's pride or it's stubbornness or it's fear, the second step is just to admit this isn't working. Okay? Your career, your job, it isn't working. Now, here's the third step that the disciples took. If you want to see God turn emptiness into fullness, you want to turn a setback into a comeback, here it is, number three. Do whatever Jesus tells me to do. I get him in the boat. I admit my way hasn't worked. And then I do whatever he tells me to do. I do what he tells me to do. In other words, I've got to be willing to obey Jesus Christ, even if it doesn't make sense. Even if it seems illogical, it appears foolish, it might appear stupid to other people. But I obey what God tells me to do, even if it doesn't make sense financially or emotionally or relationally. It's just illogical, irrational. I'm confused and I'm scared to death, but I do it anyway. Master, we fished all night and caught nothing, but because you say so. I obey Jesus even when it doesn't make sense. Now, look at verse 5. Jesus tells them to launch out in the deep, and Simon says, Master, we've worked hard all night. We haven't caught anything. You know, we're empty. We've come up empty. But because you say so, underline that, circle it, star it, because you say so. That is the third key to a miracle, trusting the Word of God. Because you say so. Not because I think it's smart, not because it's popular, not because it's rational or reasonable, not because I can afford it. God, I'm going to do what you tell me to do because you say so.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. You can also sign up for his free daily email devotional. That's PastorRick.com.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do that is with God's Word. That's why we've put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book, Re-Energize Your Life, by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. By the way, all this month when you support Daily Hope, a generous listener is going to match your gift up to $50,000. But we only have till midnight on June 30th. After that, we lose any part of the grant we haven't used. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Rick.
Look at verse 5. Jesus tells them to launch out in the deep, and Simon says, Master, we've worked hard all night. We haven't caught anything. You know, we're empty. We've come up empty. But because you say so, underline that, circle it, star it, because you say so, that is the third key to a miracle, trusting the Word of God, because you say so. Not because I think it's smart, not because it's popular, not because it's rational or reasonable, not because I can afford it. God, I'm going to do what you tell me to do because you say so. You say so. Now, not only is Jesus in the boat, he's now given the fishing instructions. And notice what Peter does not do. First, he doesn't argue with Jesus when Jesus says, push back out, throw your nets on the other side. He doesn't argue with you. He says, Jesus, Peter doesn't say, excuse me, Lord, you're a carpenter, I'm a fisherman. You know wood, I know fish. They ain't biting. So who are you to tell me to go out and do it this way when I fished all night and caught nothing? I'm the pro at this. I know my job better than you, Lord. Have you ever arrogantly thought that about your job, about your plan, about your dream? When you do that, you're in for so many problems. But when you say, because you say so, you're in for so many blessings. Peter doesn't argue. He doesn't hesitate. When Jesus says, launch out, he just does it. That, friends, is a good idea. You know, it wasn't like, let's think about it for a minute. It's not like, let's have a committee and vote on it. In fact, he says, we're tired. We've been out all night. We haven't caught anything. We're dirty. We're sweaty. We're fatigued. We want to go home and see our wives. We want to take a bath. We'll sit down, eat dinner. How about if we go home, take a bath, take a nap, get up this afternoon, come back this afternoon when it's cooler and the fish are biting again, and then give it another try? But Peter doesn't hesitate. He doesn't delay. It's instant. He doesn't listen. He doesn't listen to his feelings. I'm sure Peter's dead tired. You know what it's like to stay up all night. You know what it's like to work through the night. You're ready to go to bed. He's been up all night. He's caught nothing. He's thinking, why even try? Why make the effort? There are no fish out there. There are no jobs out there. They aren't biting. But he doesn't do any of those things. Instead, what does Peter do? Unquestioned obedience. Because you say so, Lord. Now, remember, he's not a disciple yet. This is his first experience with Jesus. God will bless your life if you will become a because-you-say-so woman. God will bless your life if you will become a because-you-say-so man. Lord, I don't understand it all. That makes sense. But because you say so, I'm going to trust you in faith. Question, what has God told you to do that you're not doing? Whenever you do whatever God tells you to do, you say, because you say so, and you become a because-you-say-so person. And when you do that, God's going to give you a vision for your career like you've never seen. And I'm telling you, it's going to come in three phases. Because when God gives you a vision, it's never total vision all at once. He wants you to grow in faith. It's going to involve three things. Notice the calling of Peter involves three things. When, what, and where. And when you get a vision from God, it's going to be involving when, what, and where. And you got to wait for all three parts. First, Jesus says, launch out now. That's the when. By the way, launch out always means take a risk. It's risky to launch out, and God will always force you to take a risk. Why? Because there's no faith without a risk. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So he says, now. Then he says, what? I want you to let down your nets. And then he says, where? Launch out into the deep water. I want you to circle the phrase, launch out into deep water. He says, I want you to go out in the net. And then why does God tell Peter to do that? Because that's where the big fish are. They're in the deep water. Now, let me just have a side on this. Most people live their lives in the shallows of life. They live what I call baby beach Christianity. Just enough Jesus to bug them and not to bless them. They never get in over their heads. They live at a superficial level. They don't launch out in the deep. They live on baby beach. They come to church. They paddle around in the shallows of life, splash around, maybe catch a few minnows, bury, getting their feet wet, afraid to get in over the head. And you know what? They miss God's best. Why is it? You know, as a pastor, I've thought about this a lot. Why do so many people live shallow lives? Why are they satisfied with the shallows instead of going out into the deep? Because it's safer there. There are no big waves by the shoreline. Your boat isn't going to get rocked around. It's not very risky to live a shallow life. That's what you think. But actually, it's the greatest risk of all because you're going to miss out on all the blessings that God had planned for you here on earth and all of the rewards that God had planned for you in eternity because you were afraid to launch out into the deep. So we live in these shallow lives. It's safe. And we live in this nice, comfortable zone where we want God to bless our plans, but we're not willing to let him use our business as his platform. And let me tell you something, a little secret. One of the reasons God is allowing this setback in your life right now is to force you into deeper water. He loves you too much to let you stay in the shallows, and he's forcing you to launch out into the deep and to take a risk. Obeying Jesus when it doesn't make sense may feel like the scariest, riskiest, most dangerous thing to do in life, but it's actually the safest thing. And it's the most rewarding way to live. And it's the way that God blesses your life. Now, you know, I remember when I started Saddleback Church almost 40 years ago, and I'm living in Texas, and God says to me as a young seminarian, going to seminary. I want you to move to Southern California and start a church in a place you've never seen with no money, no members, no building, and no salary, and no support, and you've never been a pastor. Sounds like a plan for failure. But I'm so glad that I said, okay, because you say so, Lord. How would history be different if I had not said, because you say so, Lord? I'm not a pro at this. I'm not the pastor type. I'm not a church planner type. No, but because you say so, Lord, I'll do it. Because you say so. Because you say so, Lord.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know that this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Right now, I'd like to tell you about a great new study tool from Pastor Rick. It's called Re-energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guided experience book, created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. This high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed full of color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this guided experience book called Re-energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you Re-energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today, I want to share with you a very special testimony from one of our listeners named Marquita. And thanks to Daily Hope and your support, she recently asked Jesus Christ to be the leader of her life. Here's her story. So, Pastor Rick, I wanted to let you know that I have prayed the prayer of salvation that you included in the Deepening the Eyes of Faith message. I've been listening to your messages for years. In fact, my child wouldn't even be here today if it weren't for your words. You wrote, "There may be accidental parents, but there are no accidental children." Well, I've given birth to a beautiful baby girl, and she's the light of my life. In fact, it now hurts to remember a time that I was fighting to decide whether I was going to have her or not. But I repeated your words throughout my pregnancy. There are accidental parents, but there are no accidental children. And although I'm a single mom today, with the support of my family, we're thriving. I want to make sure that she grows up to find her purpose and to serve God. So thanks for renewing my faith in God. And as I still try to find and fulfill my purpose, please pray for me and my child. Wow. Marquita, you are so right. God does have a plan and a purpose for every single baby. There are no accidental babies. So I want to take a moment right now and just pray for you in this broadcast. I pray for you and for your daughter. Lord, I'm asking you right now to put your hand of protection, your hand of blessing, your hand of guidance on Marquita and her daughter. And I'm praying for both of them to know your purpose, to feel your presence, to discover your power, to live in your plan for each of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
When you give to Daily Hope, you are a part of getting God's life-changing word out to people like Marquita. And remember, all this month, every financial gift received will be matched by a very generous donor up to $50,000. Don't miss out on a chance to have your financial gift doubled today. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.